Off the Ball Daily,
a home for your favourite podcasts from Off the Ball.
I'm so glad that I didn't hang up my gloves when everyone was asked me to, because here I am again. I still love doing what I'm doing. I'm not sick of getting up.
Subscribe to the Off the Ball Daily podcast feed right now.
Off the Ball's Football Daily.
Welcome to Tuesday's Football Daily. My name is Richie McCormack. On the way, Caoimhín Kelleher addresses his future ahead of Liverpool's Champions League reunion with old boy Xabi Alonso. Pep Guardiola on Manchester City's injury situation ahead of their game away to Ruben Amorim's Sporting. And it was Harry's game last night at Craven Cottage as Fulham's Welsh Wizard secured all 3 points in the West London Derby.
Lionel to have a go! And Lionel to fire in a pinch! Harry Wilson got the touch. It seemed to hang in the air for an eternity before it bounced the back of the net. I have to say, I think he's met now. Trying to find that side netting. What a finish. What an introduction from Harry Wilson.
Rooney starting into the middle.
Harry Wilson has come off the bench to single-handedly steal it for Fulham. A turnaround of turnarounds in stoppage time.
It's brutal in many ways. It's a fine... margins in general. I think on the day, I think it's fair to say that the better team on the day won. But when you're leading 1-0 away from home also, in the 92nd or 3rd minute, and we didn't saw the last 2 goals and the big chance to us, let's say it was that happened, and you know, we just finished the last 4 or 5 minutes winning 1-0. Everyone be praising us for the defending, which I still think was fantastic in many ways. I think the blocks was good. The principles, the characters, the mentality, the effort, unbelievable. Sometimes when you can't hit your own high level, you need to work hard. And the boys did everything. Then they've thrown everything at us, and it was an unbelievable touch from Wilson that I, in 100 out of 100 situation, would have taken any day again. I think it's 1 in 100 will go in the back of the net. From that position, that angle. Then they scored. Then I liked that we went hard to try to win, created a big chance where we could have won it, and then we lost it. So that's football.
Brentford manager Thomas Frank there, whose side squandered a 1-0 lead away to Fulham in injury time at Craven Cottage in the Premier League. Vitaly Janelt fired Brentford in front with a left-footed howitzer from more than 25 yards. But an instinctive jumping back flick from Harry Wilson levelled matters 2 minutes into injury time, and the Welshman headed the winner in the 7th minute of added time. Wilson was only introduced in the 82nd minute last night, having only mustered a total of 57 minutes in the Premier League this season until that point. And his manager, Marco Silva, was admiring of Wilson's patience.
Yes, and he's being a tough, and I understand this. I have been some conversations with him. He's being a tough season for him in terms of minutes. All the players, they want to play more, and Harry is a good example of that, and he's not getting the minutes probably that he wanted, really. You know, Adama start to have a very good impact in the beginning of the season. Alex is being one of the best players so far in our team too, and all that stuff. And of course, with the impact of Emil, that so far is not easy to find space for everybody, but because that is being tough for him. He's being on fire in the national team. To be honest, he's been scoring so important goals in the national team with a Fulham shirt. We know that he's capable to do it. He has to wait. He has to be patient. And when the chance comes, he has to got it. And he had a great night, great 15 minutes from him, and he helped the team to win, and this is the most important thing.
Caoimhín Kelleher is set to play a Champions League game at Anfield in front of fans for the first time tonight. The Republic of Ireland goalkeeper continues to deputise for the injured Alisson in the Liverpool goal. Bundesliga champions Bayer Leverkusen visit Anfield tonight, looking to end Liverpool's 100% starts to the competition. Kelleher has witnessed many famous European nights at Anfield from the bench, so tonight for him will be different.
Yeah, it'll be quite cool. Obviously, I've been here and experienced quite a few nights of Champions League. I didn't play, obviously, but I was here. the atmosphere is always electric on European night. So yeah, it'll be a special moment tomorrow, and one I'm looking forward to for sure.
And the Corkman says thoughts over his future and a potential life after Liverpool are not in his thinking right now.
Not with my thinking at the moment, to be honest. No, I think obviously it's quite early on in the season, but even anyway, my focus is on playing well. If I'm thinking about future and different things like that, it's not going to help my game. It's going to, you know, I need to be clear mentally to play well. So that's not coming to my thinking at the moment, to be honest.
Well, Liverpool ended the weekend top of the Premier League three and have an unblemished record in Europe. Manager Arne Slot knows improvements are required from Saturday's win at home to Brighton.
Very important, because football is played in two moments. It's either you have the ball or you don't. And if you play against strong teams, which Leverkusen is one of them, Liverpool as well also do, you need to be good in both sides. Unfortunately, we were poor in the first half on both ends. We were poor with the ball. We were not as good with the ball, and we were quite poor without the ball against Brighton, which is a team that can play out from the back really good as well. So that shows us that we need a performance like the second half, because Leverkusen, in my opinion, before we play them, is at least equal to Brighton when they have the ball. So we need a much better performance than the first half, and we need an equal performance like the second half.
Xabi Alonso returns to Anfield as Bayer Leverkusen manager tonight, having reportedly been considered as Jurgen Klopp's replacement. He wasn't interested, though, in answering questions regarding a future potential role as Liverpool boss.
Well, let's talk about the game tomorrow. I think it's more interesting than my future. We have a big one with great players from both sides, from Liverpool, from us as well. Grindy being here, so really looking forward for that. That's what's in my head.
It does feel like it's one of those big European ties. You're unbeaten in the Champions League. Liverpool have a 100% record.
Well, for us, it's a big challenge to come here. Probably Liverpool at the moment is one of the best, if not the best teams in Europe. They are showing that in Champions League. They are showing that in a very, very strong Premier League. Good squad, good coach, playing at Anfield. It's a big challenge, but I think that all of us, we are looking forward to it. For sure, the players, and let's see what happens tomorrow.
Alonso has alternated between a back three and a back four so far this season with mixed results. He was asked what goes into his thought process when deciding on a defensive setup.
No, mainly our team, our players, what we need for the game, and after, we have a wide squad to, and all the players, they are on the boat. They feel that they can be part of it. They need to feel that they have to be ready for whenever game. And depending of the moment or the tactical approach that we'll have, we work, and we try to prepare things, but always with many same principles. It doesn't matter, is the system after the game is fluid. You have to have a movement. You need to understand the moments as well, because you can prepare a great, you can here play 70 great minutes, but in 20 minutes it's gone. So you need to well prepare you mentally, emotionally, because that might happen, and we need to be ready for that.
Pep Guardiola's walking wounded are in Lisbon this evening for Ruben Amorim's penultimate game in charge of Sporting. Kevin De Bruyne, Jeremy Doku and Savinho have travelled with City despite injuries keeping them on the bench for Saturday's defeat in the Premier League to Bournemouth. Manager Pep Guardiola says they will have to deal with injuries and long-term absentees like Rodri and Oscar Bob if they're to continue to win trophies this season.
We lost one game in the Premier League. Maybe we're going to win, we'll lose against Brighton, against next Tottenham and Liverpool and all the games, yeah? But you lost one game. We are 2 points behind Liverpool as a top-class team. We have done quite decent in the Champions League. I would say really good, because the game against Inter that we draw, we play really, really, really good. So I understand. So I know the people, you expect to win 38 games for 5-0 every game, and win the treble every season, because this is our standards. But this is not happen. It didn't happen in the beginning of the season. That would not happen. And the reason why it's more difficult, because we have a lot of absence, because during the season, sometimes there are seasons that sometimes happen, that to win the treble, you have to be, everything has to be in the same page. No injuries, good momentum, drop points in the opponent at the right moments. And this is not possible this season, because Oscar was the most important player in preseason, was injured, and we miss him a lot. Jack is not, again, still fit, some problems, and you know the situation for Rodri, the best player in the world, or nominated the best player, is not here for the rest of the season. When this happened, we know that we are going to struggle. And that is the point, is be able to accept that we are going to struggle, and it's fine. So it's really fine. So it will be every game more difficult than we had in the previous seasons, that everything was smooth, it wasn't problems. So the teams is not a situation that always is the same. So there is up and downs for depends of personal reasons, for the injuries, because we won a lot, because we won 6 Premier Leagues in 7 years, and the situations change. And this is a reality. As much we accept that, and the middle class for the Premier League rise unbelievably. So the top class teams always was there. United, Chelsea, Man City, Liverpool, Arsenal, last years at Newcastle, Tottenham. You know these teams. But after you see Fulham, you see Brentford, you see Bournemouth, you see, sorry, I would say most of the team, look how suffer against Wolves and Southampton. So now the middle, the teams like was in the 8, 10, 11, until they are really, 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 really good, strong teams. So that's why every team is more difficult, and you have to accept that they will be difficult. But this is the challenge. This is maintain that, being there like we are, and at the end we'll see if we are able to arrive in the last month, like every season, stages with the chances to fight for the title. This is the reason happened. And the players know it, because the players felt it in the last month, 2 months, the quality of the teams. That's why I'm really impressed and really happy that we are still there and how we compete. Bournemouth deserves to win, by far. We're better, yes. In that day, the 3-5, Bournemouth was better team, deserves to win. That doesn't mean we are bad, we are a bad team, we are poor, we are not going to win the titles or fight for the titles, that doesn't mean. So the teams, when you lose sometimes, it's because the opponents can be better. Why don't accept it? Not tomorrow, we have to improve on the last game, getting better, and hopefully it's going to happen.
After a confidence-restoring draw with Atalanta last time out in Europe, Celtic faced German opposition again tonight at Parkhead. Their last encounter with a Bundesliga giant saw them thrashed 7-1 away to Borussia Dortmund. And Brendan Rodgers believes harsh lessons have been learned from that game.
A lot of the ideas going in were similar, because you're playing against such a top level of opponent, but the game just got out of control too quickly for us in Dortmund, and we were probably just individual then in our pressing, and that allowed us to regroup again and go to Atalanta and press how we wanted to and defend how we needed to, and the players showed that they could do that against a really, really top attacking team. And so we need to do that again tomorrow. There's going to be times we're going to be able to press the game, be really aggressive on it. There's going to be moments where we have to be controlled in that, and then look to play and cause them a problem when we have the ball.
I prefer really not to speak. If I speak, I am in big trouble. In big trouble.
Yeah, boy!
It's unbelievable to win this match against so many powerful people. And we are not going to give up. They told me only half of the truth. But with half of the truth and with my boys, we fight opponents, we fight the system.
Hey, yo, Chuck, man, I don't understand this, man. Yo, you got this mother out, man. You're losing them.
1989. I think you Turkish, you should care a bit. You Turkish, you should speak, not me. You should speak. You should denounce. You should say what is going on year after year after year. You should do it. You should do it, not me. Because then I'm going to be the one under attack. I'm going to be the one that the system will criticize. I'm going to be the one that the system will try to punish me. I'm going to be the one that the system will try to close my mouth. Depends. If the system acts strongly, my words will even disappear. So let's have a laugh. Let's have a laugh.
Yeah, boy! Flavor, Flav!
Jose Mourinho wasn't the only major figure to offer inspiration to get Shelburne over the line this season. Assistant manager Joey O'Brien told last night's Off the Ball that former Lions rugby head coach Ian McGeoghan had also been in contact prior to their first league success in 18 years. And O'Brien says the Living with the Lions documentary was a core text for their Shelburne players this season.
We've done that quite a bit and used motivational tools across different coaches and different things and movie clips, as I said, and quotes and stuff like that. And it was just development into that, and it just kind of naturally sort of happened, I suppose. We used stuff with Ian McGeegan before and Jim Telfer and that on the Lions, that Living with the Lions sort of documentaries, and just using clips from that.
This is your Everest, boys. Very few ever get a chance in rugby terms to get for Everest. To win for the Lions in a test match is the ultimate.
And just dropping it into the lads. So it just developed, we were able to get a private message off him. And as I said, we've probably been using clips of that Lion, sort of Living with the Lion stuff the last. And it's not just him, it was obviously more recent times, Andy Farrell and stuff like that. And it was just, they were sort of, the lads were open to that and they knew who he was, if you know what I mean. So it wasn't just a random message from Ian McGeegan. And like, the lads actually knew where it was coming from because we touched on it previously.
And finally, Bohemians Chief Operating Officer Daniel Lambert has hailed their funding awarded to the club from the Large Scale Sports Infrastructure Fund. €24.6 million has been granted towards the redevelopment of Dalymount Park. And Lambert told our own Nathan Murphy, it's a huge moment both for Bows and the league as a whole. Daniel Lambert there. That's it for today's Football Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Football feed to keep this podcast coming to you free of charge Monday to Friday. My name is Richie McCormack. I'll be back with more Football Daily for you tomorrow. Till then, thanks for listening.